إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى taught us to make dua, and the dua Allah سبحانه وتعالى taught us is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness. I want to remind myself in you, one of the issues or one of the main reasons why people don't succeed in the dunya or the akhirah is because paradoxically they are more focused on the ultimate goal than they are focused on what they are doing today. So everybody wants to get Jannah in the akhirah, everybody wants to be saved from the hellfire. In the dunya, you want to have a great career, you want to have your business which does very well, you want to have children who are extremely well brought up. But if you ask the average person, what did you do? Say for example, I want my children to be well brought up. If I ask you a question, I said, what did you do yesterday with regard to bringing up of your children? I don't know how many of the people can answer that question. If I ask you a question and say, yesterday how much time did you spend with your son or with your daughter? Do you know how much time you spent? In 24 hours, how much time did you spend with your son or your daughter? Then how is this upbringing going to happen? Similarly, if I ask you, you want to have a great career, very nice. Everybody wants to have a great career. Nobody wants to have a lousy career, right? So now for this great career, if I ask you a question and say, in the last 3 months, which book did you buy and read, which relates to your career? What is the answer? If I ask you yesterday, what did you do, which relates to this great career that you want to have? We all want Jannah, right? If I ask myself this question and ask you this question and say, what did I do or what did you do yesterday in the last 24 hours to get Jannah? And don't talk about the fard ibadat. This is the boundary condition. That's the doorway. The fard ibadat alone, alhamdulillah, this is good. Let us continue to do that. I'm saying in addition to that, what is it that we are doing? Therefore, the key thing to remember, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, ask for the road. To stay on the path is the goal. The goal is not to reach somewhere. The goal is to stay on the path. Because if you stay on the correct path, then automatically that path will lead you to the correct goal. And that is the point that I want to emphasize, that if you look at every aspect of life, it's not only religion. It's religion, it is politics, it is economics, it is careers, it is the upbringing of children, it is a happy marriage. Everybody wants a happy marriage. You ask the person the question, what did you do to ensure that your marriage is happy? You got married. Some people think that is enough. To have a happy marriage is enough to get married. But that's not the case, man. So what do you have to do? Something you have to do. So focus on the here and now. Don't worry about these great dreams and whatnot. The problem with dreams is that we see them in our sleep. And then they never wake up from the sleep. You're so busy watching the dream, you're continuing to sleep. Until one day you wake up and you find that there's no time now to achieve the dream, it's gone. So forget the dream. Look at what is here and now. What is in front of me and what am I doing with what is in front of me? What is the opportunity I have? Many of us want to learn Arabic and then we have this great thing. No, I'm going to Sham and I'm going to Misr. That never happens, huh? That never happens. If you ask the person in the last 1 week, which Arabic word, I'm not even talking about words, one word, Which Arabic word did you memorize? Something which you did not know, a new word. Did you learn one new word in the last 1 week? The answer is no. So how is this language of Arabic, how is it going to come from? From where? So also with memorizing the Quran. We talk about, I want to be Hafiz Quran, very nice. So in the last 1 year, which new surah did you memorize? Which new ayat did you memorize? It applies to everything, absolutely across the board. Every single thing applies to every single thing. If you want to achieve a great goal, you have to work on that goal on a day-by-day basis in a measurable manner every single day. Then you will achieve the goal. Not by just having a desire for a great goal. Everybody has a desire for a great goal. That's no point. That's fine. That's a starting point, maximum. The best thing that can be said about that is the starting point. Okay. But you want to achieve that starting point, you have to bring it down to the path. What is the path? What is the path? And then ensure that you stay on that path every single day. Without fail. Then the goal automatically, it's given. It will be achieved. There's no way. That's why I always say it's very difficult to fail. It's not difficult to succeed. It's difficult to fail. Why? If you stay on the right path, then success is inevitable. It has to happen. How can you fail? You cannot fail. But condition is stay on the path. And the way of staying on the path is to look at it on a day-to-day basis in the here and now. Now, the biggest trap that we fall into is that we get focused on things which are big and therefore not in our control. Things which are big and not in our control. We don't look at things which are in our control. And that's why we don't achieve. And that's why my principle for myself is, I always say, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. So, even with the masjid, for example, people say, oh, we don't have enough people, this, that. How can we get more people? My job is very simple. Come and open the masjid in time and give the adhan on time. And alhamdulillah, I don't think I have defaulted on that. Unless I was very sick or something. Other than that, never defaulted on it, alhamdulillah. As long as I am here, as long as I am alive, the masjid opens on time and I give the adhan on time. To send people is Allah's job, let him do it now. It's not you. Did Allah say fill the masjid? No, he said call the adhan. And alhamdulillah, as you are seeing, people are coming. People will come. Whether they come or not is immaterial. That doesn't make any difference to me because we don't take tickets from anybody. If they come, they come for their own good. If they don't come, that's their protest. Maybe that's good for them. Let them go somewhere else which is better. Who knows? Focus on our job on a day-to-day basis in the here and now. In every aspect, whether it is religion, whether it is business, whether it is jobs and careers, whether it is children's upbringing, whatever it is. People want to get wealthy. Very nice. So ask this question. There's only two ways you can get wealthy. One is the dumb way, which is saving. The second one is the better way, more clever way, which is create earning assets. So which one are you doing? Even the dumb one, are you doing it? How much money did you save last month? What is your plan to have a regular month by month saving? Most people, the standard answer to all of these questions is, there is no plan. How much of your income are you setting aside every month? Then once you have a certain amount of saving, are you even thinking of creating earning assets? So what happens? One day suddenly you wake up and find, there is no saving, there is no nothing. Sometimes, may Allah protect us from that. You end up in an emergency situation, you need cash, there is no cash. And you think, you got such a big salary, you got this, for such a salary. Why is there no cash? Because there is no systematic method of saving. You never think about that. So things have to be done on a day-to-day basis, measurable, not, you know, dream world. I want to be the best wife, I want to be the best husband, I want to be the best father, best mother, this. Who is the best father? Who is the best mother? What is it? What is the framework for that? What's the prescription? So, focusing on what we can do in the here and now and doing it on a day-to-day measurable basis. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to help us to do what is necessary for us in order to succeed. So that when the time comes to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not left high and dry. Because that time also will come. Without a doubt, that time will come. And that's the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to, he said, the most intelligent one among you is the one who thinks about his death most often. He didn't even say he just thinks, he thinks most often. Because only when we think about the fact that this time will end, then we will do something about the time while we still have it. That's why I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to practice what we speak about and to make that practice easy. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.